Since 2011, Wesleyan College has offered Middle Georgia adults a program of educational and social opportunities in a relaxed setting. Hello, I'm Ben Sandifer, and on this episode of Middle Georgia Podcast, we'll learn about the WAL program, an acronym for Wesleyan Academy for Lifelong Learning. Sandy Tharp is currently president of WAL, as well as a publicity chair and a member of the curriculum committee.
Vince Coughlin is the founder of WAL. He came to Macon. He lives at Carlisle Place, and one of his priorities was trying to ensure that there was something similar to a continuing learning center here in Macon. There was not one, and he was very fortunate to talk to the president then of Wesleyan, Vivia Fowler, who was eager to join with him to actually establish this fine academy. The first classes were held in 2011, and it's been going strong since then. And without Vince, we would not have had this opportunity to serve Middle Georgia the way we are now.
Alice Kinnearum chairs the curriculum committee for WAL.
I think one thing that's interesting is that a lot of lifelong learning programs around the country, and there have been a couple here in Macon, are geared more toward technology. You know, how to use your iPad, how to use your phone, how to use your camera. And what WAL is really interested in is more ideas and history and getting discussion going, so that the topics we provide classes on are really varied and very often really contemporary topics that people are very concerned about learning more about.
Roselle Holcomb is chair-elect for the WAL Curriculum Committee and a member of WAL's Board of Directors.
One thing I like about this program compared to other lifelong learning programs is that it's structured very succinctly and 1 hour a week for 4 weeks. I have a friend that's in Illinois, and she goes to continuing education classes, and it's like a regular class, 3 hours and homework. But this is learning for learning's sake. So it's structured in a manner that it's an enjoyable way to learn.
Curriculum Committee member Terry Ann Holman also is the editor of the WAL newsletter.
What I like best about WAL that they have to offer is the variety of classes. We have classes in art, history, culture. I myself have learned a lot of Macon history from these classes, and it just gives you a different outlook on where you live and your community and your environment.
As Roselle said, it's learning for learning's sake. There are no tests. Sometimes you have reading outside of the class, like with our Great Decisions courses or with literature courses, but what you really get is a lot of discussion. Our instructors use a method of ways to present their classes, videos, discussions, film, and it's a chance to get to know other people who have similar interests and then to delve into subjects that you're interested in and are then encouraged to learn more about.
We're not just learning history, we are learning the current relevant situations that are happening on a day-to-day basis. Our teachers tend to adapt very well when they're given the courses, because subjects will come up that are just similar to some of the things that he's teaching that may have been a historical value, but they're now actually happening again. And because we have such strong instructors here, not only from Wesleyan, but from Mercer and other universities, as well as lay people, they present to us things that are happening in Macon and in Middle Georgia. I think this is one of the things that draw our members, because they get to just to know our community as well.
When the classes are small, they range from maybe 20 to 40 or 50 at the most, but there's a lot of interaction between participants and instructor. I did a international short story class, and there was a lot of discussion in that class. And recently I did a Russian class up to Peter the Great. A lot of questions pertaining to how the development of the current Russia exists now. So a lot of ability to really interact and ask questions, what Sandra was saying about current relevancy.
I think one thing that the college professors get, and we have both active and retired, is that we're there because we want to be there. We're not required to take a class to get our degree. I think they like the experience that the students bring to them, all the life experience we bring. And they really enjoy the discussion. The questions that we ask, the discussions that get going are very different than they have with their students. Several of the instructors have told us that they really find it a very rewarding experience for them. And I think those who are not professors in their previous or past lives, again, enjoy the chance to share their experiences and their learning with people who are very curious about it, whether it's a beekeeper or a former high school teacher or Jim Barfield, who knows everything about Macon history. They really enjoy the chance to interact and to share their knowledge.
Now, are some of the classes more than just lectures and discussions, I guess would be called more hands-on?
We do have some crafts classes as well. Ms. Holman, who's sitting here with us, has taught a class. The members enjoyed it thoroughly. We got to learn something that we had never done before for the most of us, and it was something that we could actually use in our daily life. At holidays and other festivities, we can make our own, and that was the important thing that we got out of her class.
It's an easy craft. It's a very beautiful craft. One of my students in particular, she really took off with it, and her skills have actually gone beyond mine. I mean, because she's been doing it constantly. And for me, it was just a lot of fun, you know, because when you are a salaried professor, you have other, you know, concerns, you know, of the students and getting grades and sometimes interaction from parents when they don't like the kids' grades. This is completely and totally for fun. I really, really enjoy teaching that quilling class, and that I'm hoping to do it again, you know, when the schedule allows it.
I took that quilling class with Terry Holman, and it was fantastic. It's just long strips of thin, thin paper, and you wind it, and you can make such a variety of objects with it. It was just fun to learn how to do that, and she provided all the necessary materials. And it was just so fun and interesting. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
And I think that some of our other classes outside of the art and craft classes involve kind of hands-on. Mm-hmm. We had a class a couple of semesters ago on forensic biology. And one of the classes actually gave us a chance to study blood spatter. So we were kind of like NCIS doing our work. We also have had instructors that have done bird watching classes. And so they've gone out into the arboretum and taken walks. So that there are a lot of ways to get involved. Jim Barfield has taken us on walks in historic neighborhoods around Macon. There was a tour of Macon music. We're not always in the classroom. And we have one class coming up on winemaking. And the last class will definitely be hands-on. We're having a wine tasting.
I learned a lot about Macon history. I have relatives who are in real estate. And I always wonder why certain neighborhoods have so much derelict property, you know, just house after house that's just falling down. And I learned from one of the classes that Vince Coughlin taught in eminent domain and how the law was changed in 2005 where the county doesn't have to tear down derelict property after a certain number of years, that it's allowed to stay up until it's repurposed. And they're trying to get that reversed because I don't know what their intent was, but it's caused a lot of problems in some oppressed neighborhoods. And that kind of gave me a different way of looking at it. I'm saying all these people that let their houses go, that's not what happened. Is what happened is the original owners would pass away and either the heirs couldn't or wouldn't take over the property, and it was just allowed to. And I was like, well, why doesn't the county tear it down? And that is in Wall is why I learned why it's like that. And it gave me a whole different perspective on certain neighborhoods and city policies.
We learned so much more about some of the things they're doing to help Macon, and I am one of their, I like to be one of their supporters, and I've attended some of their salons, and I'm just proud to see Wesleyan as Wall play a role in having these type of instructors to come to our academy and give the information that a lot of us sorely needed. It helps us to understand the community that we are in. WAL is an academy that keeps you up to date. It keeps you knowledgeable about things that are happening not only in the world, but in the local scene as well. We have a class called Great Decisions. We sit and we look at either a lecture or a video about some of the things that are happening in the world, some of the things that we may not have full knowledge of, but we come away from that class knowing and hoping that we have lent some type of maybe answer to the question. We may not answer everything, but it gets our minds thinking, and that's the name of the game, getting your mind thinking and thinking about what you can do.
And I think going back to the kind of topics that we include, we've touched on the fact that they're really, really very relevant. But we just finished a course this week on anti-Semitism that was taught by Rabbi Elizabeth Bahar from the Temple. And that was fascinating. We've had courses on the Supreme Court rulings on Roe v. Wade and on affirmative action. We've had courses on the LGBTQ community. So we're dealing with issues that cover all spans, and there's no advocacy in these courses. It's a matter of, this is the information. Now you can decide in more effectively what your opinions are and where you stand and how you want to get involved if you do.
Is there a target demographic for the WAL program?
WAL is open to anybody, but since the classes are taught during the daytime, our biggest demographic obviously is retired people. We that wealth of experience that we bring to WAL, and we get people from the entire Middle Georgia area, from Fort Valley, from Warner Robins, from Dublin, from Forsyth. They come to the classes here. And one thing I think about WAL that's very important is that it is a very cost-effective way to get to know people. In a lot of other places that I've read about, individual classes are very expensive. And here at WAL, if you want to take just one class, it's $45. But if you register for the entire semester, it's $80. And in the fall semester, we offer 12 classes, and you can take up to 12 classes for $80. In the spring, we offer 16 classes. You can take up to 16 classes for $80. And if you register for the whole year, 28 classes you can take for $150. So if you take 10 classes during the year, you're paying a little over $5 a class. Best bargain in Middle Georgia.
If you decide, and so many have, to take more classes during that semester, you only have to pay the additional $35. And sometimes it only takes one meeting to know that you want to learn more and you like what we are offering here.
There are additional events other than one class for a short period of time. For instance, there is going to be an English tea where we learn about the tea in one class and then we have a tea in the other class. And also something that was so successful and fun, on Valentine's Day, Buster Keaton's The Cameraman was shown, and one of the faculty members here, Chenny Gann, associate professor, played the piano to coincide with the action, and it was fabulous. They served little bits of snack, and it was very successful. People showed up and they belly laughed. It was just so fun. She was fantastic. And the film was so cute, too.
Now, earlier it was mentioned that the WAL classes are open to anyone. Do Wesleyan students ever come to these classes?
Generally, the students don't come to our classes unless one of their professors are teaching it. And, for example, Barbara Donovan, a professor here, has taught several very interesting classes on contemporary issues in Europe, in Russia, just wonderful instructor, and she invites her students to come. Occasionally, we get a few others that sit in, but they're pretty busy with their own classes.
You mentioned if a professor has had a class where the students at Wesleyan was actively involved. Dr. Stenick had a class where the WAL members most likely they said it in one section and the students said it in another section. The students, of course, were getting graded. We were not. So we really enjoyed interacting with them. And I think they were kind of surprised at how much we were able to discuss the subject. And it was because we had classes at Wall. And we were kind of up to the date on a lot of current events that normally we wouldn't be, you know, because unless you're reading the paper or watching the news, sometimes you don't know all of the details that are happening, but Wall keeps us up to date. So that's one of the things we are very proud of, that Wall is a valuable asset to the community.
Roselle mentioned the silent film thing we had on Valentine's Day. We had a number of students that came to that. And I was thinking, how are they going to respond to a silent film? And they were belly laughing along with the rest of us. It was so much fun.
I was thinking the same thing. What are they thinking? Oh, this old-timey film. They were really into it. I don't think any of them ever seen a silent film before.
Now, how do you determine what classes to include on the schedule?
What we try to do is try to listen to our members, because at each class, at the end of each class, we have an evaluation of the class. And in that evaluation, we ask them to tell us, what would you like to see us teach here? And they give us all kinds of subjects to teach. And we've been fortunate enough to have instructors who could teach those classes. So we are looking forward to bringing more to all of the people in Middle Georgia that would love to come to Wall.
Also, there's a monthly newsletter that goes out to all the members, and it's also on the Wall website.
You can download a PDF of current and past issues of the newsletter.
We want feedback so we know how to improve the program and what subjects are wanted.
We really take the evaluations very seriously. Yes. I think a lot of times when you fill out an evaluation form, they just go sit on a shelf. Mm-hmm. But we compile all the results, give it to every curriculum committee member, and also give the complete compiled results to the instructor. And they sometimes get feedback they're not crazy about, but it helps them to improve the next class they teach, and it helps us to improve what we tell to the future instructors.
I've done a couple of those evaluation compilations, and what they really like is the instructor's knowledge that they wouldn't get anyplace else. Because sometimes, even like if you're watching a documentary on TV, there's no like interaction. You can't ask them a question. You can always raise questions and get comments from other students. You know, like that's really important.
The members can use the Mets cafeteria, the dining hall, to eat lunch. And it's a great bargain because you can buy a meal ticket. You can buy the whole, for example, 10 tickets for a certain price. And that price hasn't changed much since we've been here. It's been very reasonable. And it's all you can eat. Where can you get a bargain like that? You could also go to the library and use your ID card to check out. Because we believe in learning, sometimes you have to read some really great books. And if you can't get them from some local establishment or even Amazon, you could go to this library, the Willett Library here on campus. And speaking of campus, we really love this campus. It's a great place to walk. It's a great place to just to kind of chill out when you're in between classes. We are very blessed to be here at Wesleyan. It's been the best place for Wesleyan Academy for lifelong learning.
A lot of people basically say they are so glad that they discovered Wall, mm-hmm. that Wall is one of the best things in their lives. And I think for particularly those of us who are seniors, you can sometimes get isolated. And when you join Wall, you're not. You find people who are very interesting, people you might not have met otherwise. And you get out, you meet people, you do things, you use your brain. And I think Wall is one of the best kept secrets in Middle Georgia.
I just have been retired a couple of years now. And initially, I took pottery, I did pickleball, I tried a number of different things. And then I'm part of the Film Guild, and someone told me about this program that Robert Fieldsteel was teaching a Hitchcock class, and I knew nothing about it. And then when I found out about it, I was just so happy to find out a resource like this. Very often, the instructor will have such particular experience. Like Joanne Watson has studied the petroglyphs in France. She has gone in those caves, mm-hmm. and she taught a class and she mm-hmm. did handouts. It was so interesting. She just taught a class last semester, mm-hmm. When God Was a Woman, about how women's role had changed from subservient to sacred, mm-hmm. because of their role in society. And then often the PowerPoint or some material is given to the participants so they can follow along and actually, you know, learn more about it, more than just in the lecture.
And I think that's one thing that, again, surprises people. They'll sign up for a class like on the petroglyphs and think, I don't know anything about this, but I'll go to the first class and see how it is. And then they get hooked on it. And they'll say in the evaluation, I never thought I would spend 4 hours, you know, in a month talking about this. And the same thing happened with me with our opera class. We usually have an opera class each month. Mary Keating from Dublin comes up and teaches it. She was a former opera singer, and she's a music professor. And I thought, I'll go, but I have no affinity for opera. And she has made me a huge opera buff simply because she was able to take the opera and explain it to me in a way that you have the history, the story. It's not, listen to that high C, it's what is this person trying to tell you? Where did the information come from?
We recently had the provost, Wesleyan, here at the curriculum committee, and she explained to us that the instructors really loved teaching WAL students because we want to learn, and they can feel that. We ask questions, we are in heavy discussions with them. We have the time to learn, and this is what they feel. I guess they have this, we don't have to take tests, so this energy that we are giving out is a positive energy. And almost everybody that comes, whether or not they ask questions, they are listening. They want to know, and this is what I find so positive about what WAL has to offer, and I think the instructors do too.
I think probably the best feedback we get from the instructors is that they keep asking to teach more classes. We have somebody that will come to teach the first class, and they'll say, okay, I was thinking about a class for this. Dr. Christopher Blake, the president of Middle Georgia State University, has taught 4 or 5 classes, and he's the one who's going to be teaching the British tea class for WAL. Anytime we ask him to come, he comes because I think he thoroughly enjoys it. And considering how busy he is, that's quite a compliment. Vivia Fowler, who is the president of Wesleyan, continues to teach a class on women of the Bible. She enjoyed the experience so much that she says, any time of any month, any day, let me know, and I'll set up my Zoom class. So that's a real positive for WAL.
I'm a retired New York City educator. I retired in 2015. And as part of my research on things to do in retirement, one of the things I was really looking for was an adult ed program. And I was even looking in on see if I could get permission to sit in on some graduate level classes, either at Middle Georgia or Mercer or, you know, and then I came across this and I was like, huh, 4 weeks and, you know, you just sit. And what I like best about it is that there's absolutely no pressure. You're there because you want to be there. You're not a student who's going for a degree and worrying about, am I going to pay off my loans or am I going to be able to make a career out of it? There's just no pressure. It is learning and instructing purely for the pleasure of it and nothing else.
Earlier, you mentioned 2 semesters a year. Are the classes every weekday?
Most of the classes are Tuesdays through Thursdays, but some classes may be Friday, is for example, the opera class, and on occasion we have had a Monday class, but most of them are taught the middle of the week, and they range in times, say, from 10 o'clock in the morning till about 4, but sometimes there will be that class that will be a little bit after 4 because it's a special class, and we have members who want to attend.
The only thing I'd say about having an evening class, we had a beer tasting class at the Piedmont Brewing Company. And so that was after hours and was very well attended.
Now, there may be some classes that have limited enrollment. Those are special classes, but we try to keep them to a minimum. Most of the classes are held in Taylor Amphitheater because it provides the best parking as well as a lot of room for you to stretch your legs out and just listen. But we have classes in regular classrooms as well as other areas on the campus, including Pierce Chapel, downstairs in LJ Corn Room. It just depends what the class is. We try to accommodate the members as best we can.
Now, what is the best way for someone to find out more about the WALL program?
We're on the web, and if you type in WALL, more than likely you'll get to the website. And if you have any questions, please feel free to let us know, and we can provide answers to you.
Or if you just want to type in wesleyancollege.edu/WALL, you'll get to the WALL website, which lists the classes and gives you registration forms and everything you want to know.
We have a coordinator. Her name is Hannah Doan, and she handles most of the inquiries from the citizens who may want to join WALL and from the members as well. Hannah Doan. Our phone number is 478-757-5233.
Sandy Tharp, Alice Kinnearum, Roselle Holcomb, and Terry Ann Holman. Thank you all again for the great information about Wesleyan Academy for Lifelong Learning, or WALL. The website once again is wesleyancollege.edu/WALL, or if you just Google Wesleyan College WALL, that'll get you to the website too. And the direct phone number for WALL, 478-757-5233, 478-757-5233. For Middle Georgia Podcast, I'm Ben Sandifer.
GMS Productions.